Murray Kennett came out of the Junior Victoria Cougars to play pro hockey on blue lines from San Diego with the Gulls to Edmonton with the WA Oilers. Forward Bill Enos was selected 133rd overall by the New York Islanders in the 1972 NHL Draft. This week Kennett and Enos are wielding the sticks for the Bear Mountain Bruins against the likes of the Smithers Rubber Puckers, Victoria Blues, Santa Rosa Bombers and Edmonton Vintage in the 70-plus division of the 32nd Annual Victoria Playmakers Oldtimers Tournament running from Tuesday to Saturday at Parks Arena in Saanich. The old joke is that it should be renamed the Pacemakers Tournament. But the oldtimers all take it in stride, even if those strides have slowed. It's about the camaraderie in the dressing room as much as anything else, and a chance to enjoy good exercise, said Kennett, a retired VICPD sergeant. But it's still intense. The guys in this tournament go at it pretty good. Some things never change. We've got ex-WHL guys and ex-pros who just still love playing, said Butch Boucha, who plays goal for the Bruins, but this week is too busy as one of the Playmakers tournament organizers. We are known as the best old-timers tournament in North America. It is all part of the Sport for Life movement, or Masters Sport, which has been one of the biggest growth areas in the field of sport and recreation as the baby boomers refuse to go gently into that good night. They instead are going in with shots blasting off tees, posts and rims. Okay, maybe softly hitting the tees, posts or rims. Players want to play now as long as they can go and are healthy, said Boucha. So much so that the Victoria Playmakers has an 80-plus division of three teams this year and has even had two 90-year-olds plus play in the tournament. As a unique feature of the tournament, players get knighted in a ceremony during the annual banquet every time they enter the 70-plus, 80-plus or 90-plus divisions for the first time. There are 36 players being knighted this year. They will kneel on a bench while an RCMP officer in full red serge taps both their shoulders with a sword while the Sydney Town Crier reads out what each of the players has listed as the most memorable moment and most influential person in their hockey careers, after which they are presented with a framed certificate. Many of these players have only played house or high school and never been recognized before in hockey. So it's kind of cool to be recognized and show people that they have been knighted, said Boucha. This year's Playmakers Tournament features 670 players from 39 men's and women's teams filling local hotel rooms and restaurants, including two teams from Japan. We used to have up to 42 teams, but the pandemic is still affecting things a bit, said Boucha. But not that much anymore as the numbers are almost back to pre-pandemic levels. The players love coming here for the hockey, and the golf and whatnot, especially teams from Alberta where it's still wintry, said Boucha. One thing is evident at Parks Arena, the boomers are booming. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.